Sister Annalise? I wish to speak with you for a moment, please. We will join the rest of the sisters right after we talk. There is a matter I wish to discuss with you. With something such as this, I can only trust you to speak so openly. Thank you, Annalise. Last night, while I slept, I had what felt like a vision. When I woke up, I knew I had dreamt it, but it felt too real to be a dream. In the dream vision, I was in my room, doing my nightly prayers before laying down in my bed. Suddenly, there was a knock on my door. So, I grabbed the light and went to it. When the door opened, a Father Michael was standing there. He greeted me like any other day, but differently. His eyes had a look I had not seen him have before. A look I had not seen in any man's eyes for a long time. The look of lust. That is, when he grabbed me and kissed me, with passion that a priest should not give. Both of us, letting our hands wander and explore each other's bodies, our robes hitting the stone floor in the blink of an eye, his penis inside me within the moment. This dream or vision was so quick, but it felt very real. I woke up a complete mess. And down there. You know I'm no virgin. My past before joining this abbey is dark. Enjoying many men and women. But I swore to put that life aside. Being here for several years. Letting my new life flourish. Now, I have such a dream as this. How am I going to change my ways if my dreams still show me such perverted things? Do you have these dreams or thoughts, Sister Annalise? You do not have to speak in such ways. I did not invite this dream into my mind. It haunts me greater than you know. I am harder on myself about this than you or anyone can be. Even God himself. Forget I ever said anything. If I wanted judgment, I would speak directly to God, not my friend who I thought I could trust with anything. Even thoughts I would never act upon. We better hurry or we'll be late for our afternoon prayer. I can't believe Annalise would treat me that way. Not even give me support. She and I have become such close friends. Of all people I hear, I thought she would be understanding that this was just a dream, not an actual sin. Right? Of course a dream is not a sin. There's no way I can help what my mind is doing while I sleep. Tomorrow, I will go to confession and speak of my dream. Get it out. Move on from it. Not let it bother me anymore. Be forgiven for this. Nightmare, and heal my heart. No more impurity to be had. In the Father Micah's room. His doors cracked open. Must still be awake. Perhaps I could. No. I should let him be in peace. But he is a good man and would always listen to us if we needed to talk. It would be good to tell him and clear any horrible thoughts I may have had in my mind before I sleep once more. Father Micah? Are you awake? He's not awake. I'm fast asleep and Great heavens! He has a boner while he sleeps. My god, that is so dirty and wrong to look upon. I should leave. Can it be he too has dreams of impure thoughts? Or maybe his night robes just rubbed him, causing a very natural response. Are the thoughts I have at this moment natural? I'm wondering what his penis looked like. How it tastes. And how it would feel so pleasurable inside me. No. This is not what I should be thinking about. However, it doesn't hurt to just have a little peek at it. Clear some of my curiosity, then straight to pray before going to bed. I can't make too much noise or cause him to wake. Just walk up, uncover him from his robes, and take a look. A quick peek, then I'll cover it again. Oh my god. That is a nice cock. Oh, Father Micah, you've been hiding this a thing the whole time? So thick. Along. The smell. I haven't seen such a perfect cock in a long time. I wonder what it feels like in my hand. Oh, he felt that. Such a cute twitch of his whole body, but still asleep. Fuck. Oh, this feels incredible. Oh, the way it throbs in my grasp. I know how wrong this is. I just can't help myself. A cock like this deserves to be touched, stroked, even licked. The taste is incredible. And knowing I may be the first woman to ever feel his cock is making me want to do this more. Alright, this needs to end. Right now. I should cover him back up. Stand and walk out of the room. Close the door behind me. And pray for forgiveness and putting this all behind me. That is exactly what I should be doing. So why am I kneeling beside his bed with him in my grasp? Because I can't fight these urges. Might as well do it so I have it out of my system. Just this once. What he doesn't know won't hurt him, and God will forgive me for a single moment of sin. He will understand my weakness. Here we go. Mm-hmm. let yourself go completely. Dear God, please forgive me. I know I pledged to leave behind my ways, but you put such a temptation into my mind. Why are you testing me this way? You know I would give in. So why? If you already know, then why should I fight this? Because I am better than this. I said this was a one-time thing and I shall keep it that way. Tomorrow, the sun will rise on a new day, and I will put this all behind me. But what a beautiful memory I shall keep forever in secret.
Sister Annalise? Sister Annalise?
I wanted to apologize about yesterday. It was a mistake telling you of my own evil thoughts. But I am on my way to confess and move on from all of this. Do you forgive me for getting you involved? What? You too had such dreams last night? Of Father Micah? Sister, why do you look away? Did I visit you in your dreams? With a Father Micah? Oh, great heavens! You are also so wicked. No, don't be sorry. I'm so relieved I'm not the only one with such dreams. But that's all they must be. Dreams, yes? Good. We have devoted ourselves to God. Not to the sins of the flesh. I urge you to confess these sins as I am to move on. I'll let them stay in your mind for the one time. Go to your studies. I will speak with you later. Good morning. Good morning, sister. Good morning. Peace be with you. Morning. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It has been 2 days since my last confession. 2 nights ago, I had a dream, a very impure dream, of a man entering my room and having his way with me, sexually. Then last night, I gave in to the temptation of personal pleasure. As thoughts of this man played in my mind, I touched myself in ways I have not since I gave myself to God. I desire to get these images out of my mind and move past them. I ask God for his forgiveness. You don't believe the thoughts are a sin? You see, if you really think about it, they are just temptations from the devil. They are to test us in our weakest moments. So, the thoughts are not to be forgiven, only the actions in which we take. Yes, of course, Father. I would not dare act upon them. These are purely thoughts and dreams. I will stay on the righteous path. You are such a wise and helpful man. So strong in your ways. I will listen to your words and think about them in my own prayers tonight. Thank you, Father. I shall take my penance and become closer to his teachings. Let us pray. Oh my God, I am heartily sorry for having offended thee, and I detest all my sins because I dread the loss of heaven and the pains of hell, but most of all, why can't I think of anything to pray about? I know I must speak to him and get back on the right path, but I can't, because I only desire the pleasures that the devil himself tempts me with. The feeling of a throbbing cock inside of me, how his voice can fill my ears with deep moans and the words no priest should speak. I desire for him to speak them to me as a lover. I feel him lose his control and take me as a slut that deserves to be punished. Punish me with his cock buried in me, or down my throat as he makes me gag, begging to be forgiven for acting this way. Oh God, his hand on my ass, making the skin sting with the perfect amount of pain. Oh, I need it. We can always ask for forgiveness once we are done for good. Or, and just keep it up forever at night. Hide it away and give in to the temptation we need. He's a man and has needs. I can give it to him. It's time I give him all of me. Good evening, Father Micah. I apologize for disturbing your evening prayers, but there's a matter I need to discuss with you. I desire you, Father. I did not tell the full truth in my confession. The man in my dreams that I spoke to you about, it was you, and only you. And last night, when I confessed to touching myself, I was not completely honest. Yes, later in the night when I got back to my bed, I did, but before, I touched something else. You want to know what I touched? I'll tell you. I touched your cock. Stop hushing me, Father. You stood at full attention. How could I deny my curiosity? You even moaned in your sleep when my lips wrapped around you. Perhaps dreaming of someone while I was stroking and sucking you. You loved it. And deep down, at least the load of cum you shot down my throat told me you did. That's right. I made you empty your balls into my mouth while you were sleeping. But it's not about that anymore. Last night is in the past. Now, I desire you to take me as your slut. You are a man and have needs. Don't you, Father? I know you're hesitant, but you do. Let me be your little nighttime secret. Please, allow me the opportunity to pleasure you. Just between me and you. No one else. How about I start to show you exactly what I can do for you? If at any point you wish for me to stop, just say it. Until that happens, if it does, I will make you feel like the most beautiful man in the world. I shall worship you. Every man deserves to be kissed and touched this way. Does the feeling of my hands rubbing on your tummy feel really good? I bet it does. How about my lips on your chest? When I brush your robe out of the way? I felt that, sure. I'll get my hands a little lower until I find what I am. Oh my god. Look what I found. A stiff cock in need of some attention. Shall I serve you? As you wish. Look at this. Even harder than last night. It's such a sinful thing to become aroused by one of your nuns. But not to worry. I fucking love it. I love this cock. Well, your cock is perfect, and oh, it tastes so amazing, making my sinful cunt drip all over the floor. No, use me, Father. Grab my hair and use my throat. No, I can handle your big cock. Fuck me and give me another yummy load. Dear God, that was an even bigger load than last time. No, it's okay. I'll lay down on the bed. Have a rest. I have a little idea. I'm going to get all of these clothes off. And do you like what you see? And this is all yours now, Father. For as long as you want. Of course, every night. Each morning we will ask for forgiveness and be cleansed of our nightly sins. Let us enjoy each other. Oh, yes. My idea. Remove your clothes. Very good. Now I'm going to straddle your chest and rub my slippery pussy all over you. Can you feel that? How wet I am. You did this to me. The thoughts of you. The way you treat me. The feeling of that rod between your legs. Oh, I can't help myself. the need to have you inside my pussy is growing with each passing second. But you look rather hungry. Would you like to have a taste of me? Ah, such an eager man. Here, have all of it. Ah, there you go, naughty man. Lick, a suck. Ah, devour me. I bet you stay awake at night thinking about how you have unlimited access to women. I had nothing to do about it. Hiding the thoughts you have of ending this over and taking what your instincts tell you. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're really good at this. Oh, grip my eyes and... Oh, father? Oh, you like my tits, don't you? Oh, maybe next time I'll let you suck on them. Oh, I can't imagine how difficult it is to put away any thoughts of women when surrounded. Oh, that feels good. Now you have one. Oh, a woman who would do anything with you. Oh, no, oh, you found my clit. Oh, don't fucking stop. Oh, I'll keep licking on it. No, oh, really shove your tongue. Fuck, all around. No, oh, make me come all over that handsome face while I smother you. Back to what I was saying. I would do anything with you. Let's allow our desires and impurity to become one. Giving in together and enjoying each other. What do you say? No, oh, fuck. Oh, that squeeze of my tits must be a yes. Oh, I knew there was a depraved man behind that godly exterior. Oh, I'm going to come all over your face, Father. Oh, make me cream on you. No, oh, I beg you. No. Oh. I'm about to come. Shit. Oh, this feels too good. Oh, I can't hold back. Oh, I don't care who hears. Oh, no, make this nun break her vows as you devour her cunt. No, no, make me a sinful woman with that perfect mouth. No, here, I come. No, I need to taste myself on your lips. Oh, this is so wrong, but oh, so right. Delicious. Did you like my taste? Good. Father, I need more from you. My cunt craves your cock. It needs to be spread by you and feel that load buried deep inside. May I bend over your bed so you can have your way with me? A spanking first? Fuck, yes, spank me. Punish me for being such a naughty nun. And make me beg for forgiveness from my priest. Fuck, no, forgive me, daddy. Oh, for I've been a bad girl. Oh, I dreamt of my priest. Oh, it took his cock into my mouth while he slept, swallowing his cum. Oh, touching my aching pussy to the thought of him. I confessed my sins, yet still seduced him to use me like a slut. Do you forgive me? Oh, you may, but God won't. That's fine. All I need right now is you and that thick cock.
bury your shaft into me and let yourself go. I need it. Yes. Oh, that is what I fucking needed. That thick shaft in me. Oh, have your way. I'm just a hole for you to use right now. Sorry. I said you'd know. Oh, fuck. No, for a man of the cloth, you know how to make a woman. Oh, don't you fucking stop until you come. Oh, mark my insides, you dirty man. Maybe you'll even read me. Oh, you fucking love that, don't you? Mm-hmm. Then do it. Give me a cream pie and read me. Show me what kind of man you really are. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. No. God, I'm gonna come again. Jesus. Oh, I can't help it. Oh, I need to come. Oh, I need to come on your dick. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Grab my hair, breed me, Father. Give it all to me. Oh, God's eyes are watching. Be a man you want to be with me. Oh, take what belongs to you. Oh, so much. Oh, my Father, you really might breed me. Oh, I feel the warmth of you filling me up. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, I can get used to this. Oh, thank you for my cream pie. Oh, get over here and kiss me. Do you regret what has happened tonight? Me neither. Tomorrow night, I shall visit you again after your evening prayer. With so many more naughty things for us to do. I shall see you in the morning, Father. Oh, yes. This is our little secret. I promise. I shall not tell another soul about this. I have to tell Annalise. She needs to join us.